Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Story here from NBC News. A Maryland high school teacher has been arrested after allegedly using AI to create phony audio, planting racist and anti-Semitic words into the voice of his boss. Ooh. Dazon Darian, a PE teacher and the athletic director at Pikesville High School in Maryland, was accused of falsifying the voice of Principal Eric Eiswirth in January. Quoting here from the police chief, "We now have conclusive evidence that the recording was not authentic. It's been determined that the recording was generated through the use of AI technology." Darian was charged with disrupting school activities and other counts. This is getting out of hand quickly. Very quickly.
I tried to warn you guys.
What do you mean you tried to warn?
I've been saying it since the beginning.
So have I.
Just wait until they use this technology to mimic the voice of, I don't know, Joe Biden or a...
Donald Trump,
yep. Or the guy over in Russia, or I don't know, any of them that have nukes and threaten to drop a nuke.
This is a real problem.
You only need a tiny, teeny tiny snippet of someone's voice to be
Correct.
Able to mimic it.
Correct.
And there are literal hours, if not days, of you talking on the radio.
There are hundreds of hours.
Hundreds of hours.
And they could, if they wanted to, they being this nefarious group, I don't know who they would be, could grab a snippet of me and make me basically say anything they want.
Well, and the problem with AI is that it's no longer a they. It's anybody. Anybody who wants to do it can implore this technology.
What I want to know is, how do they bust this teacher who is trying to get his boss fired?
Well, he's an idiot because he used a school computer.
Oh,
oh, did he really?
Yes, he did.
Oh, is that... dumb.
Yeah. So if you're going to do that, you should probably use a home computer.
How about
don't do it, first of all?
Not the brightest bulb.
But, Scott, we have enough of audio of your voice that I could take, if I had, 12 hours of free time.
No, it's true.
I could sit down and mesh your words together to say whatever the heck I wanted to and clean it up to the point that it would sound like it came out of your mouth.
Right. And then what I would have to do is go on the air and tell people I didn't say that.
Right. Except for it sounds just like you, just like
right.
It sounded when you said I didn't say that.
Hmm.
So how do you disprove it? First of all, you don't use the work computer.
Well, yeah, obviously. Sam, I don't know. And quite frankly, it is concerning to me, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic here, but like when we're talking about elections, and I'm not trying to get into politics. We don't talk politics on the show.
Well, that's a great point from the text line, though, is they already did this with Joe Biden's voice for a something election. I can't remember which one it was, but it was up in the Northeast, and it was Joe Biden telling people not to go out and vote.
Oh, that was the...
it was in a robocall.
It was the Pennsylvania Senate election 2 years ago. Yeah, that's right.
Now, it wasn't him threatening to drop nukes on Russia, thankfully.
No, but he was saying, you don't need to go out and vote. Yeah. And these were robocalls. That's right. That's exactly right.
I did totally forget about that.
And so then how do you, I think I was watching Good Morning America about a year ago, and George Stephanopoulos had a great point when he was talking about AI. And he said, my biggest fear about AI is not what it can do, but what it's going to force us to do as far as being journalists.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to literally fact check everything that we get. Like if we think Joe Biden said this, right? Or Donald Trump said that, or, you know, Senate candidate this said this. We're now going to have to fact check to see if that's actually what they really did say.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
The text line is demanding that I make you say Thin Lizzy is the epitome of lazy music and absolutely overrated.
Well, that would be a lie. And anybody would know that I would never say that. I would never say that.
That is sacred.
Thin Lizzy is the greatest rock and roll band of all time. And Phil Lynott is a genius.
From the text line, obviously this is a teacher. AI can pretty easily detect stuff created by AI. In my classroom, I use AI to detect cheaters. Interesting.
How?
Yeah, that's what I was... 8691, call in. I'm curious.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.